expect? What do you think?
Oh, yes. This is the wonderful and familiar tones of Shut Up Your Face by Joe Dolce, which in the early 1980s became the best-selling single ever produced at the time in Australia, spending 8 weeks at number one in 1980 and hitting the charts in 11 countries. You might have heard that earlier in the year, Shut Up Your Face was entered into the National Film and Sound Archive. And that was the occasion which led our next guest, Associate Professor Jess Carniel from University of Queensland, Southern Queensland, to wonder in the conversation whether Shut Up Your Face is Australia's best ever novelty song or a poor ethnic stereotype. That's the question Jess asks, although she ends by saying, some might cringe at its cheesy repetitiveness, but we should look back at Shut Up Your Face as a critical commentary on multicultural Australia and as a joke that we didn't quite get. Jess Carniel, welcome to Sunday Extra.
Thank you for having me.
It's so great to have you, and thank you for writing about Joe Dolce and giving us the opportunity to talk about this amazing song. Let's start with Joe. Who was and is Joe Dolce?
Well, Joe Dolce migrated to Australia from America. He's from an Italian-American background, and he came over here following his first wife, Zadie Acton, who's Prue Acton, the fashion designer's sister. That marriage didn't last very long. He met his other long-term partner here, and they've been together for 40 years. But he came over here and he started performing. And one of the things that he noticed when he came over here was being an Italian performer wasn't quite the same kind of cultural cachet as it was in the US, where they have like quite a strong tradition of the Italian crooners like Frank Sinatra and whatnot. So he was a little bit shocked at how Italians didn't have quite the same cultural place here that they had in the States. So the song Shut Up Your Face is a bit of a response to that experience that he had here in Australia, but also a bit of a tribute to his Italian family growing up.
Yes, indeed. And an amazing story. Joe Dolce is still around and is now a published and well-praised poet as well as essayist, still produces music, but I think it's fair to say that Shut Up Your Face is going to be the first line of any retrospective of Joe Dolce's career. Now, the National Film and Sound Archive describes Joe's performance in the song as using exaggerated accent and stereotype, and very dryly observes that this approach reads differently today. What's that code for, Jess?
Well, we don't really rely on this kind of humour as much today as we did, mainly in the 1980s, I would say. We do see a little bit of it in examples like Sushi Mango. They use a lot of accented English as well in their humour, but I think they're kind of really quite careful, still playing with it, but quite respectful in how they use those accents. And I really like their humour. But the kind of accented ethnic caricature that Joe Dolce represented, or the character of Giuseppe, which was who he was playing in this song, that was very, very common at the time. And it was a type of humour that we refer to as being the ethnic buffoon, where the very fact of being different is a source of the humour, and we're called to laugh at that buffoon rather than to laugh with them, which is kind of what things like later iterations of woke humour and Sushi Mango now are doing. They're trying to get us to laugh with them rather than at them.
Yeah. Although, that's an interesting critique. And one of the great things about your essay is that you give us the sort of the broader history of the ethnic buffoon. But do you agree that Shut Up Your Face was an invitation to laugh at this type of person?
I don't think it actually was. This was the interesting journey that I personally went through as I was writing this, where I was looking a lot more closely at the song than I ever had before. And this is a song that I heard growing up, and I'm from an Italian background myself. So I grew up around a lot of Italian accents, and we would sing this song and we would laugh about this song in my family. So it wasn't something that was unfamiliar. But as I sat down and I looked at it a little bit more carefully and looked at the lyrics a lot more carefully, I saw that it was not actually asking us to laugh at them, but rather presenting a bit of a pointed commentary at the fact that we do laugh at these accented performances. Mm.
Yeah, what is the story that Shut Up Your Face actually tells? It does bear thinking about when you listen more closely to not just the words, but the message and the attitude that are behind them.
Absolutely. So it starts out with this young man who is recalling the way that his mother would needle at him about his attitude, and that when he was younger, he was hanging out with the wrong people and there was a lot of pressure on him to behave a certain way in order to fit in. So what we see there is this pressure to assimilate. And in that, there's this really interesting line where he says, "You made me feel like a fool." And it's like that pressure to assimilate was the thing that made him feel foolish. In the second verse, he's talking about his dreams of becoming a performer. And in becoming a performer, he wants to be true to himself. And being true to himself is being true to his Italianness. Then when we get to the third verse, he has become this performer. He's successful. He's singing this song. And we're rewarding him. We're applauding. We're singing along for this accent that he'd been pressured to not have that accent. So he's being rewarded for actually being himself.
And quite defined. He says, "I'm still going to sing and dance like I always have."
Exactly. And so when we sort of look at it in the context of how multiculturalism has worked and how migration has worked over time, we can see that in early migration stages here in Australia in particular, there was a huge pressure to assimilate. And that's what Dolce would have grown up with in the States as well, where they had that melting pot ideology, which we don't really use here. But there was that pressure to assimilate. But then multiculturalism comes about where we realize, hey, assimilation doesn't actually work in the way that we think it works. And rather, there's a lot to be gained from not just allowing, but encouraging these different migrant groups to maintain elements of their culture, and it contributes to a broader society. So that's the kind of trajectory that we see occurring in the song. But it's not necessarily a celebration of that multiculturalism. It is still saying to us, hey, you tried to take this out of us, and now this is the thing that you're enjoying and celebrating. But you need to remember, you once wanted me to not be like this.
Absolutely. And yeah, it does it so effectively and memorably as well. Jess, it's been great talking about Shut Up Your Face with us on Sunday Extra today. Thank you for your article. Is Shut Up Your Face Australia's best ever novelty song? I'm voting with the former, not poor ethnic stereotype. Thanks so much for joining us on Sunday Extra.
My pleasure, and thank you for having me.
Jess Carneal is an associate professor at the University of Southern Queensland. Her article is on the Conversation website. Lots of texts about Joe Dolce's Shut Up Your Face. One texter notes that the song was good enough to keep Ultravox and Vienna off number one in the UK, and CK observes that it's quite affectionate and gently satirical. We might finish up with a bit of a tribute to Shut Up Your Face. This is a sketch featuring Joe Dolce from the wonderful Sean McAuliffe.
Look, Shut Up Your Face, we still love to have it on the show. It's just that the boys from the front office feel that it's a little bit politically incorrect. But we wondered whether you wouldn't mind rewriting it a bit so that it was grammatically correct, at least.
Mr. Joe Dolce and his revised and updated version of Shut Up Your Face.
I'm going to sing a little song now. Here we go. Roman numeral 1, 2, 3, 4. Boy, I felt unwell. Just to earn an average income, I'm made to feel that I'm considerably below par intellectually. What's the matter with you? Pardon? Have you no respect? What do you think you're doing? Why do you look so sad? It's not so bad. It's a nice place. Ah, please be quiet.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.